Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community. Leadership is about cultivating growth, just like a gardener nurtures a garden. And no one understands this better than Jeff McManus. Jeff is the Director of Landscape Services at the University of Mississippi and a dynamic speaker who helps organizations develop leaders from the ground up. Drawing from decades of experience, Jeff teaches leadership principles through his book, Weeders to Leaders, which has transformed teams and leaders across the country. Jeff helps businesses and organizations cultivate thriving leaders, just as he has done for his own team at Ole Miss. Looking to grow strong leaders in your organization? Bring Jeff to your next event and let him help your team thrive. Book Jeff McManus today. Great leaders aren't born, they're grown. Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Thank you for joining us for South Haven Business Beat. I'm Kristen Engelkay, your host today. And joining with me is Jeff Jones, the owner of Refining Leaders, business and leadership coach. And he is going to be sharing with us today just some tips and things that you need to know about presenting your business to others in a quick and compartmentalized way to be able to get your story across in an elevator pitch. And Jeff, if you would, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Refining Leaders and how you came to be.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Kristen. It's so great to be here today, being able to share. I not just with the South Haven Chamber, but other times when I am places where there's business networking going on, people introducing themselves, I hear a lot of what we call elevator pitches, the elevator speech that you have, 60 to 90 seconds to share who you are. We actually do a networking event like that in the chamber.
We do.
Called B2B AM. You have 90 seconds to share your pitch of who you are and what you do. So as part of Refining Leaders, one of the ways I want to help refine leaders' skills, and refining their skills doesn't mean they're already, that they are bad leaders. It's just, let's get rid of some impurities that maybe aren't helping you in your leadership. Let's add some things to it. Kind of like coal, you refine coal, you remove some things from coal, you add some things. And instead of just being a product that can burn things, it can become steel. And I want to help leaders do that with their leadership, whether that's personal leadership, their home leadership, in their business, to take what they already have so that they can experience an even greater satisfaction and results in their leadership. Telling others who you are and what you do is part of that. And I hear a lot of people share, from my perspective, very ineffective what they do when they start off by saying, hey, I'm Jeff Jones. I work as a greeter at Walmart. I've been there for so many years, and that just doesn't really help me understand how they can, the services of that company or that individual can benefit me. So that's kind of where this whole little idea of your elevator pitch essentials came out.
Well, I know as a previous small business owner, that is definitely a struggle for a lot, is being able to articulate that in a quick way. Because it is about who I am and why you should see value in what I bring. And doing that in just a few moments, because people do make their decisions on how they feel about you and what they think relatively quickly. And you do need to show value when you have the opportunity to speak with one. So what sets you apart from all the other business coaches that are saturating the community right now?
Yeah. Well, my elevator pitch for Refining Leaders, and I still am working on knowing it for it to roll off my tongue. So I'm actually going to go to my phone right quick here. And it's okay to do this. Before you're walking into a meeting, having a conversation with somebody, if you have it down, read over it several times. You may not get it word for word perfect, but it's okay for you to leverage the tools that you have to help you remember these things.
Because Absolutely.
It's going to take a while. And I've been working on this one off and on, and this is the newest iteration of what I'm using, for Refining Leaders. And that is, so here goes. Leadership is difficult. You're expected to be an expert in a variety of areas. Ineffectiveness in any of those areas can lead to unnecessary stress that could result in burnout or fallout. At Refining Leaders, we refine your leadership by coaching, consulting, and training to draw your best out of you, identify your leadership and business gaps, and bridge those gaps so that you can experience the success that you desire for yourself and for those you lead. That's kind of it. Now, there's some other elements to it as far as a call to action in that, where I'm able to direct them to a website, to an assessment, to find an index, to download a PDF, whatever I want to do, depending on who the audience is of what I want them to do. But it communicates to them what Refining Leaders does, how it could benefit them, and there's a few other elements, and it continues to morph and change. So don't feel like you've come up with one statement and it's going to be that way forever. You can make it, you modify it as you want to. So that's kind of what I use for Refining Leaders. Again, it depends on the audience, what type of leader they are, if they own their own company, if they're in middle management. So you can have different iterations to fit who your audience is.
Absolutely. I understand that completely. And going back to what you were saying about it's being okay to review your notes before you go in, before we do a podcast, I usually sit and talk to myself for a few minutes just to get ready for what I'm doing and who I'm going to be greeting, because we do interact with a lot of different people in a lot of different business industries. And it's important to be able to be ready to articulate those things and to be, you know, prepared to answer questions.
Yeah, I've been involved in some drama productions and stuff in the past. So I would leverage the technology I have in my phone by recording myself saying my lines at a slow pace and with pauses, so I could play that back and learn those lines. And then I might also go in and record the lines opposite mine with enough time blank in blank space for me to repeat my line to help me learn those things. So leverage what you have, not necessarily while you're driving down the road, but your phone might could read back to you so that it's going over and over in your mind, watching yourself say it in front of the mirror, hearing yourself say it. When I'm recording a video, I'm typically rehearsing my intro and maybe my outro before I even get started. I'm playing it through in my head so I don't stumble over words, so I'm able to make it much more smoothly than what I was able to get through what I just read a second ago. But we're all going to continue to learn and grow to figure this stuff out. But when you have an opportunity to introduce who you are and how you might be able to be a resource, meet a need for somebody else, and make a profit for yourself, do that and do it well.
What are some things that you see interacting with the people that you've begun to coach? Where are they having hangups? What is their biggest struggle with coming up with these things?
Part of it, I think, is where we are kind of in the South, mid-South area. Humility is a big issue. We don't want to be seen as arrogant or better than anybody else. At times, that causes us, I believe, to come across as unsure of ourselves, that we don't present ourselves strongly, forcefully, in a way that says, I know exactly what I'm doing, and I'm prepared to be able to help you do what it is you need to get done. If I have a resource, a tool, a service, a product that can help you do those things. So for me, it's seeing people who don't seem to be confident in what they're saying. They sound very soft. They seem to be hesitant. They don't want to look you in the face. They don't greet you with a strong handshake or a side hug. It's just kind of, hey, I'm kind of glad to be here and all this kind of stuff. So when you have an opportunity to present yourself and what you do, be bold about that. Be confident in what you have. If you're not, then you probably ought to go work somewhere else. I would not be confident being somebody's beautician. That's just not, I do my own hair and my own nails, but I wouldn't want to do anybody else's.
I understand. And commendable on the hair. You do a great job.
Thank you.
Flowing locks and all.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, one of the things that I've noticed that was a problem for me wasn't necessarily my boldness in being able to tell people, because clearly I love to talk anyway, but being able to tell my story, to be able to show people the journey that I went through without, I guess, rambling and just not being able to clearly grasp what I needed to get across. So in storytelling, in being able to tell your journey, what are some of the tips that you could give to me and to other small business owners to be able to refine that?
Yeah. A lot of that comes from practice. The more opportunities you have to share, the better you're going to get at it. Just like with anything. When you started driving a car, it was probably a little jerky. You hit the brakes a little bit too hard. The turns were a little slow. If you've been driving for a while, you probably make turns pretty quickly. You probably can brake okay without, you know, the car. I didn't grow up learning a stick shift until we got married and we bought a vehicle with a stick shift. My wife grew up. So for once, she was able to do something a whole lot better than me. And we made a whole lot of fun out of me driving for the first time this little Ford Fiesta or Ford Festiva with a stick shift that I had to figure out how to drive. The only way I got better at it was practice, to be able to shift without it jerking, without rolling down a hill. I had to practice. I had to actually do it. So you need to present that, whether it is you're saying it to yourself, like I said, in a mirror every day, recording yourself saying it so that you can track what you said, go, ooh, I like those words better, whatever it may be, or opportunities you have at events, events with vendors, or conversations with vendors, people who work in your business, at networking events, wherever you can, get that out there. It's so practice, but also I believe that you need to start with a format. There needs to be some type of a format that helps you logically flow through what it is you're going to say to introduce yourself and how you might be able to serve others.
Well, I want to touch base on a couple of other areas that are interacting with that, because I know that you sit down with these business owners and help them figure that out. I want to talk a little bit more about the target marketing and how they're able to narrow down who they need to approach and what kind of businesses that they really will benefit from getting that relationship going. But we're going to take just a minute because we have to thank our sponsors of the South Haven Business Beat podcast. So we'll be right back in just a moment.
Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
All right, well, welcome back to South Haven Business Beat. We're here with Jeff Jones of Refining Leaders, and we are talking about all things networking and branding. So the best way to market your business is to know your story, know your why, and be able to articulate that clearly. And Jeff has been helping us out with some tips and things to be able to do just that. And now we wanted to take a moment and talk about just the type of businesses you need to know who your target market is. So how does one develop those sorts of things?
One of the tools that's helped me tremendously is called StoryBrand. It is the marketing pitch platform that Donald Miller helped create that he has out, and it takes you through a whole process. They have on their one of their websites that they have that you can actually go to, let me give that to you, called mystorybrand.com/SB7. That's the story brand has seven elements. At that site, you're able to navigate through creating your own elevator pitch to some degree, and it could be a long drawn out version of it, a short brief version, how you can write those things. But their idea in StoryBrand is that you have a character, and that character is the hero of the story. Because of the age of my kids, they're grown now, but in growing up, I always think back of the movie Shrek. It's just kind of a fun one. Shrek is the hero, and the hero has a problem that they have to solve. And the only way they're able to meet the challenge to solve that problem is to have a guide. Well, Shrek meets Donkey, and Donkey is the guide, even though for many of us, Donkey may be the hero of the story. Shrek is the hero of the story. Donkey is the guide of the story, and the guide gives the hero a plan of action to take in order for them to experience success. Then there's a call to action of what they need to do. Once you've completed through the call to action, the guide is reminding you that if you complete this call to action and follow their steps, it's going to end in success. And if you don't, here's the results. Here's the bad results that are going to happen if you don't follow that. The whole story brand takes you through that, but it helps you if you've not done any work on this at all. People will talk about having an avatar for your business. Who's your target audience? But I like StoryBrand because it takes you through the entire process of thinking through what your particular target audience may need, not just on the surface, but also philosophically, emotionally. What is it that they need, and how can you tap into that to meet that need for them? Now, I'm not one of their certified coaches, but I've read all the books, listened to all the podcasts, and help other people understand how they can leverage this in their business. And I like using it for an elevator speech platform. It's typically my primary one for how I use that because of what it communicates. It shows that I have value and I can help you meet your needs. But at the end of the day, you are the hero for that. Refining leaders isn't the hero for making you a better leader. You becoming a better leader is a hero for you and those that you lead.
So just from the time that I've spent with you since you've started Refining Leaders and you've actually come in and helped do some communications coaching with us at the Chamber and kind of going through some things and helping us learn how to better interact with one another, it has really opened our eyes to not only how we're communicating with each other, but how we're able to communicate and articulate the Chamber's mission and our passion for helping business leaders to grow, and in turn have been able to hopefully introduce you to some businesses that you've been able to sit down with and help them. Can you tell me a little bit about who you've been able to help along the way since you've gotten started?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into specific clients, obviously, but it's given open up opportunities for me to have conversations with folks about the stress that they experience, whether that is due to lack of resources, competition that's out there, time, whatever it may be, to figure out your best way of leveraging what you have available to minimize that stress that you could experience. My heartbeat is for those small business owners, leaders in middle management, and even church pastors from knowing the difficulties that pastors go through, who go through seminary or school to preach and do ministry visits and stuff, but then to grow to a point to where they're having to supervise staff, they're having to manage budgets and facilities. They just don't have skills in that. And you'll find that also with business owners, they have an idea and a dream of something that they want to communicate out to the world, but they don't realize that it's running a business. I'm also friends with a lot of real estate agents, and many of them get in the business thinking they're just helping people buy and sell houses. They're running their own business, even under a brokerage that they work in. They have to be responsible for everything, and many of them aren't cut out for that. They're not equipped or trained in how to do that. That's where Finding Leaders comes in, to help them see the big picture, all the different elements that comes in, so that they are able to effectively do what their passion is, what they're really drawn to do. So that's what I try to do when I'm helping others and working with clients and coaching them. And I'm working with an organization now coaching a level of middle management across their whole company to build them more as a team, to see some of the gaps that they have in their leadership and in their work environment, and how we can bridge those gaps and just drawing out what their passions are to help them be better. So that's what I like to do with Refining Leaders. But part of that starts with knowing who you are, and you're going back to what you said is your story, saying your story in a way that communicates what you need. If you have a great fried shrimp dinner, I want to hear all about it. If it's a vehicle, if it's a car detailing service, a handyman service, whatever it may be, tell your story in a way that captures the attention of those who just might need that. Say that story in a place where those people are so that it does capture their attention, and then make sure that you can deliver on that service. That starts with knowing your story and, for me, having a framework.
Well, could you expand on that a little bit more and tell us a little bit more about some of those frameworks that you were talking about?
Yeah, I've put together a lunch and learn to kind of bring some leaders together to explore three different frameworks. I already mentioned the story brand framework. Another one is the classic pitch. And the classic pitch, it's where you introduce yourself. It's what you typically hear. You introduce yourself, your company, who you work for, what's your value proposition, and then who it is, who's your target audience, how you're able to help them, and then some kind of a call to action. Whenever you have an opportunity to introduce yourself in your business, I believe you need to have a call to action, and all these frameworks have that, of a next step for them, whether that's to make a phone call, if it's to go to a website, to register for an event, something so that you're able to cause them to take some action for how you might be able to help them. And, you know, the classic pitch is like, hey, good afternoon, I'm Jeff Jones, the Chief Creative Officer for Acme Marketing. Acme Marketing, we specialize in helping busy business owners expand their business by leveraging digital marketing technology. Our proprietary digital marketing package saves you money and grows your business faster by leveraging the latest technology. And small business owners with less than 4 employees benefit most from our service. Then here's how we can help you, you know, take this test or something. That's just a little simple one that I've come up with, that this classic pitch is what we typically hear, but again, many of them don't ever go into really how you can benefit that person. And when you're at a networking event with lots of different industries represented, explain why, what you do, and how it can benefit them. And then recently, a new one that I've come across was on a podcast I was listening to with Amy Porterfield, and she had a guest on there. That her name is Alex Catani, and she has a website called Copy Posse, and she's able, it's her network of people that she's pulled together about helping people write copy for ads, for your elevator speech, for whatever it is you're doing, marketing campaigns. And she has a framework called the five P's, and the five P's is the problem. What's your audience's core problem? The pain, what are their pain points of the core problem? The prescription, what's the fix to the problem? The pivot, why are you qualified to address the problem? And positioning, why is your solution the best solution? I like that. I've explored that a little bit. I'm beginning to work on that. I might begin utilizing that. Again, have more than one elevator speech that you can pitch. I also heard a marketing guy years ago talk about, when you're starting a business, think of one target audience. And let's pick real estate agents for a moment. Real estate agents think that they help buyers and sellers. And they help buyers and sellers, all kinds of different buyers, first-time home buyers, downsizers, moving into condos, relocation. You might be a listing agent and you want to list luxury properties or properties in a certain area. You could think that as a real estate agent, you could help anybody who wants to buy a home, or you could help anybody who has a home that wants to sell a home. This particular marketing guy that I follow talked about each one of those as being an oil well. Get one oil well producing and move on to another. So think about a particular part of town that you want to get listings in. Make that be your focus. Make that be your oil well when you get that going. If you want to target first-time home buyers, target first-time home buyers, get that going, then add in relocation or add in move-up buyers. They need to go from a 3-bedroom to a 4-bedroom. Whatever it is you're doing, but if you think that you can help anybody who wants to buy or anybody who has a home to sell, you're weakening your message. So again, multiple elevator speeches, just very different iterations. Like, I could have one for refining leaders when I'm with a group of pastors. I'm going to speak that in a way that's pastors. I'm going to say it differently when I'm in front of a group of leaders from different industries, or specific to if I'm in a group of real estate agents or if I'm in a group of car salespeople. I'm going to have a speech. I'm going to have a call to action that's directly specific to them for their particular needs and how I can meet that need.
Well, one of the things that you said was being able to know your target audience so that you're able to speak in their language so that they're able to understand and see that value. One of the things that I remember, because years ago I was an entrepreneur, had my own business, you know, young and living the dreams. And someone asked me once, you know, well, they're like, who do you want to do business with? Who could I refer you to? And I was just like, well, anybody. I sold promotional products. So if you have a business, you need my services. But just saying I can help anybody and everybody doesn't answer that question. Rephrasing that and saying, who is your ideal client? Mm-hmm. Narrowing down who you really want to help, where your expertises are, and where your strong suits are, makes a huge difference so that you're able to make those connections more quickly. Knowing when you walk into a room that you are the one that can help them is going to be the fundamental difference between the other business down the road that sells the same products. Okay, well, you're not selling the product, you're selling yourself. And it doesn't matter what business you're in. That was one of the biggest things that I learned that I brought from that. And that was from a business coach, because they help you, just like you do, to be able to see where you are, but also help you to figure out where you want to go from there. And that's huge.
Yeah, and not being able to help everyone doesn't mean that you're a bad person or a bad business. I wish I had done better with Spanish in school. I can't speak Spanish. So it doesn't matter if there was somebody that wanted my services from Refining Leisure and wanted me, and they only speak Spanish, I'm not going to be able to help them. It doesn't mean that they're not valuable. It doesn't mean that they're not important. It doesn't mean that I didn't wish that I could help them. I can't, because that's not my audience. Not because I don't want to help Spanish speaking only or French speaking only or, you know, whatever else. It's just I don't have the ability to do that. I can either learn that language and go to market for that. Same thing with churches. You know, churches are, say, there for everyone, because everybody in their community needs what they have to offer. But that every church can't necessarily meet the needs of every person. There are Chinese-speaking only churches in our community, Spanish-only speaking churches in our community. Am I important to them? Yes. But are they really going to be able to meet my needs? No, because I don't speak their language. They don't speak my language. And it doesn't mean that we're bad. It's just that is not an oil well that I'm going to ever get producing, because I can't go there. What I can do is I can bring a partner on who can take the principles from Refining Leaders and work with a particular audience that I'm not good at. And that might be an industry. It might not be a language barrier. It might be an industry barrier. So think about that in your own business. And again, real estate agents could help anybody that wants to buy a home or anybody that could sell a home. But saying they do that for everybody, how effective are they at reaching a specific one, just like what you mentioned with your business? Who is that ideal client? That doesn't mean the non-ideal clients can't benefit from you and you wouldn't want to work with them. But, you know, when you look at Nike, I've heard somebody talk about, I don't see a whole lot of commercials, but I've heard somebody talk about Nike's commercials, that Nike in their commercials uses a lot of soccer-type moms that are walking or running, jogging-type stuff, not the folks like me who are kind of out of shape that needs to be doing that kind of thing. That's their target. Now, are they going to get everybody else that wants to buy nice, comfortable tennis shoes? Probably so. But their ads, they're targeting athletes. That's who they're targeting. Men, women, different ages, they're targeting athletes in their ads on purpose, but it draws other people in. So think about that when it comes to your marketing, getting your message out. Who is that target? What's your story? What do you have to share with them, and how can they benefit from it? Have a framework. It may not be one of these three frameworks, but have a framework that helps you logically go through what that process is so that you can nail it every time.
Well, I also wanted to just add and expound on that just a little bit. When you walk into these networking events, don't walk in also just trying to sell yourself, but be looking at the people that you're interacting with as a tool to put in your tool belt. Because as you are going into these different businesses, showing them that value may not just be what you're selling and what you have to offer, but in fact, who you know. And if it isn't a person that you can help, whether it be a language barrier or just some other industry barrier, you have those tools in your tool belt that you can still be of value to them. And you never know, 6 months, 2 years down the road, while they may not be able to use your service, they will remember the value that they had because you answered their problem, and they will refer you to someone else who you quite possibly could have as a perfect client for you. So I do appreciate that and all of the knowledge that you shared with us today. And for all of our small business owners, if you aren't where you want to be in your business, I encourage you to definitely reach out to Jeff Jones with Refining Leaders, because he is going to help you get to that next step in your business success. Thank y'all so much for joining us for the South Haven Chamber Business Beat. And like, share, and subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode of our educational segments and our business spotlights. Thank you for joining us, Jeff.
Thanks, Kristen.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.